Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Imperfect Athlete podcast. This is a show about mistakes, how they happen, how people perceive them, but ultimately how they change behavior to make people better at what they do. My name is Jelleb, and in my work as a mental performance consultant, I talk about people's mistakes on a daily basis. And what I have found is that there are no bad mistakes. Mistakes are the vessel that makes people change their behavior, reflect on what they're doing. I actually think that mistakes are probably the most important part of learning and getting better at what you do. In this first episode, I want to go over some of my experiences with mistakes, but also talk a little bit about what are mistakes, why do we make mistakes, and how does society think about mistakes. In future episodes, I will interview athletes, coaches, and other people working in sports and talk about what mistakes they made and how it defined their careers. In the end, I really hope that I will be able to show a different side of the athletic environment, a side in which people are okay with telling that they messed up sometimes and that they took those opportunities and they learned from them. But without further ado, let's dive into the first episode of the Imperfect Athlete podcast. So let's start about my experiences with mistakes. I can really remember one particular moment when I was still a competitive soccer player, in which in a match, late in the match, when the score was very tight, the opponents crossed the ball into the box. And I was defender, and I remember I didn't mark my man properly. I wasn't watching him while he made his move. He got in front of me, and he headed the ball into the goal. And that led to us losing the match. I was really upset with that. I remember my coach was really upset with that. I remember my coach telling me that he was really upset with that. And that sparked something in me that said, I don't ever want to let that happen again. And then actually, the next match, the match right after this match, something similar happened again, where an attacker crossed the ball into the box, and the person I was trying to mark was trying to get away from me. And I remember so vividly that I was watching him and watching the ball at the same time. And I moved with him and I was able to head the ball out of the box. And I was so happy that I was able to do that. I really remember, again, that feeling of this is never going to happen to me ever again. And this has been my relationship with mistakes throughout my life. I would say personally that I'm a person who likes to dive headfirst into all kinds of situations, not always knowing exactly what it means or not always being as prepared as possible. For instance, recording this first episode of a podcast, I can really tell that it's a lot trickier than I expected, but I'm going to try and make mistakes and figure out how I'm going to get better at this and just keep going. And that is really how I approach mistakes. Even though they give you a negative feeling, and it's never nice to feel mistakes, it just provides an opportunity to learn and to change your behavior. I started by not watching the man I was supposed to mark as closely as I should have. And because of that, a mistake happened, and I got punished for that in the way of a loss and a coach that wasn't happy with me. But that made me really reflect and change my behavior. And the next time I was able to execute that particular situation properly. So for me, mistakes are actually quite a positive thing. Although, be it after I've made them and I've been able to reflect on them. But I have a very positive relationship with mistakes. Now, I am very aware that not everyone has that. And this is one of the reasons why I do want to talk about the topic. Because I think a lot of people feel that they are a failure when they make a mistake, or that they have failed as a person when they make a mistake. And I think what is very important to understand is that you make a mistake, but you are not a mistake. And that difference is something that if we can embrace that as athletes, as entrepreneurs, as people everywhere, it will make our lives a lot easier, and it will really help to feel better about ourselves and be able to just go out there and try things and know that if we make a mistake, we're just going to change our behavior based on that. So having said that, let's talk a little bit about, okay, what are mistakes, right? Because I think that some people don't view mistakes in the same way or view actions as mistakes in the same way. By definition, a mistake is an action or judgment that is misguided or wrong. And this is where my first point already comes in. If I do something wrong, or I make a mistake, or I don't get the outcome that I expected to get, but I didn't know that that was going to happen, is it really a mistake? Because how can I be misguided if I don't know what is going to happen? And what I'm trying to say with this is that mistakes are often viewed as when the outcome that was desired doesn't happen. But you don't always have control over the outcome. So you don't always make a mistake when you don't get the outcome. So sometimes it's just about having bad luck, or an opponent being better, or just it wasn't possible to get the outcome in that particular moment. So I think the first thing that we need to think about when we talk about mistakes is really mistakes only happen, first of all, if you knew what you were trying to do and you knew what you needed to do in order to execute something properly, and then that you didn't execute it for any particular reason. Now, some of these reasons might be more legitimate and some might be less legitimate. And why you make a mistake really makes a difference when we're talking about changing our behavior. So, for instance, if we take my example of defending a cross in soccer, why did I make the mistake? Was it a lack of skill? No, in this case, I don't think it was a lack of skill. I was able, physically able, for instance, to follow my man. I had enough technical skills to head the ball out of the box. That was not the problem. So it wasn't a lack of skill. I had all the skills that were necessary in order to execute this task effectively. It was a lack of concentration. That might be a little bit more of a truth behind that. I didn't concentrate and didn't focus on the right things at the right time. Was it a lack of judgment, or was it just bad luck? It is important that when we talk about mistakes that we first ask ourselves, okay, so why did I make the mistake? Is it because I don't have the skills? Well, in that case, I need to change my behavior to acquire more specific skills. Or is it just a lack of focus? And if it is a lack of focus, was it just because I wasn't paying attention, or is it because there was too much going on and therefore I couldn't focus on the right stimuli at the right time? I really think that in the end, what defines you as an athlete or an entrepreneur or whatever situation you make your mistakes in is not the mistake itself. It's how you deal with it. Are you able to reflect on it, asking yourself these questions, and are you able to then, from the answers of those questions, really focus on what needs to change in order for that mistake not to happen again? Another thing about mistakes is what makes it hard to really just reflect on it and see them as learning moments is what other people think about mistakes. And I think that I've seen and I believe that people tend to get mad at you when you make mistakes. So people want you to make as little mistakes as possible. And now there are some situations in which I really understand why people get mad at you if you make a mistake, if it has a big consequence, or if it's in a skill or an environment or a situation where you haven't really made mistakes for a long, long time anymore. But it's interesting to see that on one hand, we want to say that mistakes are actually an opportunity to learn and to become better. But on the other hand, we also have a cultural notion that mistakes are bad and we shouldn't make them. And this is a bit of a paradox, and a paradox I see everywhere in my life, whether it's in my coaching, in my professional work, or even in my relationship. So for instance, I coach a youth volleyball team, and one of the big things in volleyball right now is surrounding the service. The service needs to be tougher for the opponent. And what that means is that we ask our players to serve with more risk and serve as tough as they can. And obviously, especially because they're youth athletes, that leads to them making a lot more service errors. And even though everyone in the room knows that that's exactly what we're doing, we've communicated that with the athletes, with the coaches, with the assistant coaches. When I'm in a drill and athletes are serving and they miss four in a row, people tend to get mad. And this is really interesting because everyone knows that that's obviously they're not doing it on purpose. And we've told them to take a lot of risk. So it actually makes kind of sense that they're going to make these kinds of mistakes. And we want them to learn from those and be able to do those kinds of serves without the mistakes. But still, even though all of those things, even though everyone knows, people get mad because we're missing serves. And I'm not immune to this either. I'm the person who tells them that they can make the mistakes. And even I can tell, and I need to really hold myself back from not telling them, just get a serve in. No, I want them to make these mistakes. And it's really tricky to do this. And if you think about it, mistakes are a crucial part of a lot of sports. Major League Baseball hitters get paid millions of dollars to miss two-thirds of the balls that get thrown at them. And even if they manage to only miss two-thirds of the balls thrown at them, they are at the top. NBA shooters get paid millions of dollars to miss more than half of their three-point attempts. And again, if they're able to hit even close to half, they are considered one of the greatest all time. So what athletes really need to be able to do is have the ability to keep making mistakes. If you are a professional athlete, you are more likely than not to make a bunch of mistakes. Yet this is a part of sports that is never really highlighted. We show great plays. We show how athletes live a great life. And in interviews, we talk about the way they won, or we bash them for losing. But we never really talk about what mistakes did you make and how did you deal with those mistakes? How did you cope with those mistakes and how did you change your behavior based on those mistakes? I hope that I can provide this narrative through this podcast by interviewing athletes, coaches, and everyone that works in the world of athletics. And I want to ask them about their mistakes. What are the biggest mistakes you made in your life? How did it feel? How do you experience this? Why do you think you made that mistake? And ultimately, how did you change your behavior because of that mistake? How did you become a better person because you made such a mistake? I really hope that people start understanding that making mistakes is okay, but that we need to be able to reflect and adapt because of those mistakes. Thank you for listening to the very first episode of The Imperfect Athlete. And I hope that what I talked about today really hammers down the point that nobody is perfect, but that we need to find a way to be able to adapt our behavior because of our mistakes.